Hello, hello. How we doing?
Hello, hi yo. The Nigerian that you just did.
You know, as my Yoruba people say, eshe modupe.
Okay,
eka bo. Alpha.
I'm very good, my brother.
That's good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we can see the energy. Just let's wait a little while for fans to come in, for audience to come in.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we can cast it. Yeah, so we don't want them to miss anything because you're everybody's sweetheart right now, okay? and they are dying to listen from to hear from you to, you know.
So, oh, yeah. Man, I can't wait. Everyone here so far is in Nigeria, yeah?
Yeah, most of them, you know. Our IG page carry most of our diaspora, but they always go back and listen to the space. Most of them will prefer to just listen to the space after we are done with the interview.
Ah, okay, you know? Right.
Yeah.
Yes, when it goes live.
Yeah, some of them will decide to go and listen to it on our Spotify podcast. We used to upload it there. So most of them will usually like listen to it.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So let's wait a little for them to join.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm still in Toronto right now. And we just finished our PR stuff for the show.
That's interesting. That is interesting. The show is wow. Okay. Well, let's not
like
dive
it.
Into it because I'm so excited.
Okay? Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Like, yo, crazy. Man,
I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah. Most audience know our space usually start from 10 p.m. So it will be strange for us to be hosting space around 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most of our space starts from 10 p.m., you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you are a special guest, so I have to work according to your time, you know.
Ah.
Yeah, I think we'll get started and then they'll join
problem.
Us.
No problem.
Yeah, because we have to work with your time too.
That's okay, yeah. Whenever.
Yeah. So, hi, you're welcome to Ninja Nation Twitter space.
Thank you. It's a
pleasure to be here. Happy to have you here. Like you can see from the our shout and excitement, like yo. So describe yourself in 3 words, you know, for anybody that don't know how you are. How will you describe yourself in 3 words?
Oh man, in 3 words.
Yeah.
First of all, Nigerian.
Proud, wow.
proud Nigerian.
That's so.
Second of all, I'd say hardworking and just passionate, very passionate person.
That is amazing, you know.
Yeah,
it showed throughout your character and everything, and even from the movie, we can see how passionate you are. We can see how powerful you are. You know, like wow, well done.
Oh man,
well done.
Thank you.
And representing Nigeria is a big thing for us, you know. Sometimes the British want to claim you. Like you, British Nigeria, okay, but we are not allowing them to claim you.
You're
fully Nigeria.
Absolutely not. Nigeria first.
Yeah. So, what was your first experience with acting? Like, how does this thing started? How do you know that this is what you want to do? This is your path. This is your career.
Yeah. No. It initially started. So of course, like my parents, they lived in Nigeria most of their life, and they wanted to just make a life change, a move. So they had me in Nigeria, but then they moved to the UK shortly after. And it was in there that there were a lot of opportunities, because you know the UK is very the culture has a lot of theater and film and TV. It's very into just acting is very big in the UK. So just being there, I was able to dive into that. But it was more of a hobby initially when I started. So growing up with my brother, we always just do extracurricular after school, like community theater programs. And it was just it was something we just enjoyed doing. And shortly So we spent about 11 years in the UK
Wow.
before we moved to Canada. My parents moved again. They took us to Canada to Winnipeg to have a just a better life. As hard as it was, the struggle moving, I found that eventually, of course, the film and TV industry was way bigger in Winnipeg than it was in England anyway, and that's what got me started in it. Just knowing people who were already working in the industry, that sparked my interest, From there, it started with auditions, and then from my first few auditions, I got one of those small speaking roles on a movie. It was called Tales from the Hood 3. It was and then from there, it's just that's so my experience on set from that movie. I was like, wow, this is something I genuinely enjoy that I wanna do. So you just and just like anything in life, when you have that feeling, that zeal, that passion, you chase it, and then once you keep working hard, everything else follows.
Everything work, as a true Nigeria man, we sense things we want to do because being in Nigeria, there's extra pressure on us already. Okay, it
Exactly.
necessarily does not come from our parents. Just know that we are Nigerians and we are known for excellence, we are known for achieving our goals. That just gives you an extra pressure to know what this is what I want. And it was amazing that you recognize at earlier age and you follow your passion and your dreams,
Exactly.
which is
Big no, big shout out to my parents too, because they could have been the typical very, very conservative Nigerian parents and been like, ah, you have
go
to
to go,
study,
go
go
and
and
be a
study,
doctor,
go and be a doctor, go and
go
be
and be a
an
lawyer.
engineer, go and get your green card, or I don't know, but but no, they were very
Supporting.
supportive, and they just said, if this is something you want to do, work your hardest at it, and do it with all your might.
That is very rare in the Nigeria household, though.
It's very,
Like,
very.
even if you tell her this is your passion, you say, hey, go, you have to go to school first, you should go school. Like, they won't even allow you, like, you can do both. I want to see the degree that you choose this one. Like, for them to support you from the beginning is kudos to them and God bless them for
Yes,
that.
God bless them.
So before birth happened, okay, where was you, like, what were you up to? What was the grounds like? From different audition to auditioning, we know that there were a lot of no. There are a lot of sometimes you feel like I don't want to do this thing anymore. This is too stressful. Like, I'm not getting what I'm getting. And then boom, that break comes in. Because in life, you just need that one break. How was it like?
No, it was just like you said, a lot of auditions back to back, just a lot of no's. That's the thing with this industry, you have to prepare yourself for the no's, for and it's not even no sometimes, it's just radio silence. You don't hear anything back, right? So but in that, you have to remind yourself why you're doing it in the first place, and you're doing it genuinely because you enjoy this. You're doing it not to, not for the fame, the money, the wh whatever that may come from this. Every that is all it's all like mundane and secondary, so once you get to the point of genuinely loving to perform, to tell stories, you can do a million auditions and it wouldn't even bother you, And so that's the point it got to for me. Shortly before Bet, I did a horror movie called Clown in a Cornfield that actually came out this month as well. And so that one was my first ever prominent role in a movie. So and then Bet came shortly after that.
Okay, and the Umbrella movie too is like a Netflix show.
No, that one was in it was in theaters
Okay.
in North America, England, and some other places in Asia.
Okay. Now let's talk about Bet, okay? Because that is the show on everybody's mouth right now, everywhere. Literally, everybody know about your show in Nigeria, okay?
Really?
Like, yeah. You don't
Yeah,
know how big you are yet.
I
Like,
saw it
Bet
was
is
number
everywhere.
one.
Like, your show is number one worldwide right now. Nigeria love the show. So let's talk about
Oh
the
man.
Bet journey. Okay, Ayo. So let's talk about Bet. How did this role of Ryan come up? Okay.
Yeah. So I auditioned for this last year, around January, and so you know, usually, because of course I still have this British accent. I was raised there, but I live in Winnipeg, as I said. So most of, if not all of my auditions, I do in a standard American accent. I have to switch my accent for it. So when Bet came across the table for me, it said it was describing it. First of all, I really loved how they were like describing the character, and I found that it resembled a lot of the stuff that I went through in my life. You know, that's what initially drew me to the character. And from that, I also saw that the description of the show was a boarding school for the global elite. So then I was thinking, I was like, okay, if this is a global boarding school of rich people, and they can be from anywhere, right? So I was just like, you know what? Let me not do what I usually do. Let me not do this American accent. Let me just speak normally, you know, have my own mannerisms and bring out Ryan from within, from what I know, you know. So once I did that, it was funny, because these kinds of roles, because it's such a big role, usually you would have to go through 5, maybe 6 stages of auditions. You know, you have to do chemistry reads, you have to do studio tests and many different things. But our showrunner, Simon Barry, he's known to trust his actors. Like anyone that he sees that he knows that can do the role, he just trusts them. I don't know how he has that kind of trust, but that's just how he is. So I did this audition, and then I didn't hear anything for about a month. And then they asked me to do a callback. And then right after the callback, I found out I got the role. It was just just two tapes that I sent in, and that was it. And so a month after that, I flew they flew me to Toronto to start shooting. And we shot for about 3 months.
That is amazing. Like, you know, everything comes with hard work and grace, okay? Because you've worked a lot to get to that stage. And when the opportunity comes around, you were ready for you to grab it. Right. Like, you stay ready to be ready. So it wasn't just a coincidence. It was hard work, and you deserve it.
Thank you.
So what was your first reaction when you read the script? Like, you're going to be Ryan, like, this is your role.
My first reaction was, this script is crazy. Like, what is happening at this school? You know, I was like, this is, it's so not used to what I'm used to, you know, but it was, at the same time, I was so interested. I was like, this is, I love the premise. And of course, this is based off of, for anyone here that watches anime or reads manga, this is based off of a Japanese manga called Kakegurui. Right, which is that was a big manga and anime also, and it was like a, you know, the same thing, a girl that comes to a school who just, you know, she loves gambling, and but our story was like it adapted on that, and it gave everybody reason for being at the school and backstory, and made everyone like a three-dimensional character. So I was looking at that in my character as well. So I don't know if anybody here knows Kakegurui, but my character in the original source material was kind of like he was still, you know, a main character, but he was a bit of like a bystander as well. And he was kind of like the side character in his own story, because he wouldn't really, he'd be looked down upon, he'd be bullied and, you know, with the house pet system and, yeah, things weren't really going well for him, you know, but we never really got to touch upon that, why things were like that, you know, why things were like that for anyone, even Yumiko, the main character. But what really drew me to Ryan was that they gave a backstory, you know, the things about his dad, his past, why he's like that, you know, and they made him more of an important and a real character, just a real human being, you know. And I saw that in him, and it was really attractive for the role.
Yeah, you really do tap into the role, and it actually shows, because according to you, it has some similarity at with what you have gone through in life, and so it was more easier for you to like play such role, and that was amazing. Okay,
well done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Was there any fun or surprises moment on set, like to make you laugh about? Like you still laugh about it if you just sit out like, "Whoa, that was crazy." Maybe during the process of shooting the movie. Or...
Oh man! For those who watched, I think everybody cracked up when we had any scene with this character called Suki in Bets. He was played by my friend Ryan Sutherland. He was just, and that was his first ever role ever. Wow. Like he's never been on set before. And yeah, so he was just, he was everything, all his dialogue was just so funny. And because this is just such a, it's such a fun, campy show, we were able to play a lot and improvise a lot of the lines and just bring ourselves to these characters. So, you know, of course, with improvisation, there comes funny moments and just things you're just not expecting. So on set, it was just a whirlwind of just laughter. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that is good. You know, you know, I such moment do happen during, like, you know, filming and sometimes. So my next question is this: so, what was there a particular scene that challenged you emotionally or technically, like, you know, that giving you like the tough time during the entire shooting?
Right. Yeah. So I had a scene, of course, my scene with Yumiko. I had quite a few emotional scenes with her. And but I'd say that the first emotional scene that I had with her, where this is episode 4, where I'm turning her down for the gambling of virginity, right? And so Ryan's turning. Ryan, he admired her for so long since she arrived to the school. He saw a friend in her, but now she's coming to him, doing what he never expected her to do, because he saw more in her than everybody else. And that hurt him. That really hurt him. So when I had that scene with her, it was, I had to do something I've never really done before, which was just like letting go fully of, you know, anything you had in your mind, any preparation, anything that can get in a way of you just being fully present and having this emotional connection with her, you know, experiencing the things that Ryan's feeling. And especially because this is something, you know, I'm sure we've all felt, you know, some kind of a betrayal in our life, you know. So yeah. so tapping into that and just by being present in the moment was something that it was new, but I felt was really rewarding.
Yeah. You did an amazing job and you played the character so well. And such things do happen, but as time goes up, the more you have more shows, more movies, the more you get used to such character, you know.
Exactly. And
yeah. Did playing Ryan teach you anything about yourself?
Yeah, playing Ryan, it definitely did. I mean, playing any character, you learn something from them, you know. But Ryan, I already saw so much of him in myself, at least something of what I used to be, you know. And so when I played him, I genuinely just see potential of what he could be. I know he's not this like loser shy guy that everybody thinks he is. He has secrets, right? And he has reasons that he has reasons for what made him be like that, right? So discovering that, and of course this is just season 1, so we haven't touched upon that too far yet, right? But you know, if we're lucky and get more seasons, then you'd see that there's more to Ryan than meets the eye. So I definitely learned how to channel into his humanity, because he sees the best in everyone. You know, he doesn't let anybody who's even treating him poorly, like Mary, who was treating him like, you know, garbage throughout the whole season, He refuses to humiliate them, regardless of whatever position he is, regardless of if someone's his house pet, regardless of anything. And just that that integrity is what I is definitely something I take away from him.
That is amazing, playing character can have different emotions and impact in our life, and sometimes to the good side, some to the bad side, right? Depends on how you want to take it or what to take about it. We were 100% sure that more episodes will come out, more season will come out. And,
By God's grace, by God's grace.
Ayo, you guys did an amazing job, okay?
Oh, and man.
We really love this series. People love this series. People still get to know it, like, oh, there are people recommending it to their friends. Have you watched this series? Bet it's good. Bet it's good. You understand? And the more the stream keep going up, the more the producer will like, I never made a mistake casting these people,
Man, because honestly,
one thing you said that you do not know how come he trusts you guys so much, but that is his things. That is somebody that have faith in you guys, and you guys did not let him down.
Right.
So, yeah, so kudos to you guys, okay?
Honestly, I'm so thankful to everybody that's been watching in Nigeria. Shout out to my people. Like, this has been, I see all the messages too, and it's really a reminder of why I'm doing this, and I feel just very grateful and thankful. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We love you, Ryan. And let's talk about representation, okay? Because you're not just representing yourself. You are representing Nigerians. You are representing the new generation. You are representing potentials, okay? You are representing that you can achieve anything you want to achieve, regardless of your background or anything, as long as you put your mind and soul into it and you love it, because it's an hobby. You said it, that it's not about the money or the fame. It's you enjoying what you do. So seeing Nigerian talent like yourself on global platform, like Netflix, is powerful. How do you feel about that shift?
Whenever I think about it, of course, it's such a hard thing to wrap my head around, because of course Netflix is the leading streaming platform, and they're good. Of course, knowing going into this, there are going to be a lot of eyeballs on this. There are going to be, there are going to be a lot of people trying to connect to these characters that we are portraying, right? So I couldn't immediately, I knew from my first day on set, I couldn't afford to do a bad job or misrepresent my people, because this is huge. Not only the biggest opportunity that I've gotten, but this is a really big opportunity to display what Nigerians can do. Nigerians can do in Hollywood, Nigerians can do in Canada, wherever, So, like, we're going to the, we're coming from the top, for the top, Nigerians to the world, I just tried to be as good of an ambassador as I could.
Kudos to you. I'm 100% sure Nigerians are proud of you, okay? We are proud of you. And you keep getting more messages, more DMs, more love from us, because you actually represented us well. And I'm 100% proud and happy that your parents are happy to see you like shine at the business, because I can remember also say, "Ah, you're 1B, like, come on." there will be a special food for you that day, like a special Nigerian food.
I need is jollof rice, some good party jollof rice, and I'll be good.
Really? trust your Yoruba parents, they'll do more than that. And everybody in the village will know about it. Certain will feel more me, Ayo. Have you seen what Ayo did?
Oh man.
Like the pride and honor you gave them is amazing. And we're happy for you. We know more to come. Like, we are going to see you on the biggest stage, on the big screen. You win an Oscar and every award possible, and you make your name, okay? You'll be like the Tom Cruise of Africa. I'm not just representing Nigeria. You are representing Africa, so you'll be the next Tom Cruise of Africa. Where everybody say, Ayo, say, oh, that's our Tom Cruise.
I love that. Yeah.
So that is the biggest goals and dream we have for you as an individual. We as Nigerian Nation, we want to shine more light to our people. We want to show the world that we are capable, we are the best. Because we are the best. you know, and you are also on the right path. You are the best ambassador young people can look up to. People can actually watch. I say, you know what? I want to be like Ayo. I want to do this. I want to do that. And kudos to you, being humble, being nice, and being amazing young man. Okay.
Oh man, thank you. Thank you so much. Kudos to everybody for being, you know, such a supportive community. I love it. It keeps me going.
Yeah. So what story do you think we are still not telling enough of in Africa cinema or TV? Like, you being Nigeria, like, what type of story you feel like you want to see in, like, in Africa cinema that will represent maybe Africa or Nigeria also, you know? Maybe you may be interested on in the future.
Wow, that's a really good question. I think definitely how Nigeria, like, works as a whole, like, our culture and community. You know, and I want to see more of, I want to see more of the things that are the misinformation. Well, there's a lot of misinformation about Nigeria, you know, in itself, and what it's really like living there, like the culture, the community, and you know, you don't see too many films in Hollywood being filmed in Lagos as like the central location. You know, sometimes it's like they go there to, like, you know, for a little bit for a scene or something, you know, and then they show Nigeria in a very in a very different way so I really want to make like a grounded movie about that's based in Nigeria, shot and based in Nigeria. You know, and so people can see themselves on the screen. People can actually see this, and it's exactly what they experience, exactly what they go through, and you know, the biggest thing is just people being able to relate and see themselves on screen, you know, and often just being Nigerian in a white person's Hollywood film isn't enough, you know. Yeah. So we're striving for more, and definitely gonna get there one day.
Yeah, hopefully very soon. Okay, because Africa is the new world. That's what I usually say to people. We are the new world. We are the war power right now. We don't just realize how powerful we are. They are the one looking for us. We are running to them. They are the one running towards us. Like, you people don't know what you have yet. Definitely. But we're able to tap into our potential. We don't know how powerful we are, but it won't take us long for us to realize it, that the power is in our hands right now. Definitely. So I'm 100% sure in the nearest future, many African movies, many Nigerian movies will be showing a light that represents us, not misrepresented us, just like they used to do. Because there's this movie coming out. Instead of that, to shoot the movie, it's about Nigeria history and everything. They went to South Africa to shoot that movie.
Is it Children of My Blood and Bone?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is a typical Nigeria movie, right? You only have a few Nigeria cast in there, like this UK guy.
I just saw Damson Idris.
I'm sure. Okay, but we all know that most people, they are American cast, and also instead of them to come down to where this story was written about, you went to South Africa and shot it. It's crazy world, but hopefully such thing will change in the future.
Definitely. Yeah. We need more on our soil, you know, more movie shots, and in, you know, where the heart of it is, where the story is. You want it to be shot there, you know, so you want it to feel like it's actually Nigeria.
Yeah. So let's talk about your craft of acting, okay? Because you're a man of many magic. I'll call it magic because you can play or act any script, okay? When you get a new script, what's your process like? What do you dive in or sit with for a while? Like, how do you dive into a new script?
Well, the first thing I need to slow down before I jump to any conclusions of about what is happening or who the character is or whatever, because I don't know any of the answers, right? So whenever I get that script, I just have to do just research on what is happening, who is this character, why is he going through what he's going through, why is it, what makes him, why is, like, the main question I have to ask. And so doing all of that, you know, doing your due diligence in that puts you in a mindset of the character, because that's the goal, right? You have to just get to as close as thinking like the character as possible, right? And then everything else follows because you're able to live that way because you can experience it because you already understand everything that's going on. So yeah, that's my process. I initially just do all the research I could about the character, about the project, and then I go from there.
Wow, that is lovely. You know, during this process, like during the shooting of this movie, Bet, there are like some intense performance, right? And some emotional performance which you have spoken about. Like, how do you keep your performance grounded and real? You know, even when the script gets so intense.
Right. Yeah, I think my character, I was really fortunate because my character was he was always kind of even in the original source material, he was always kind of grounded and often people say that he was the perspective character, that they'd see the whole, school and everything going on through Ryota's perspective because he was like the audience, right? That he's like, what is going on? This school is crazy, this girl is crazy, and that's what, as the audience, that's what we're thinking. We are the grounded person in this. So I took that, what the audience would feel, and I took the realness of that and just put it in Ryan and allowed Ryan to be that perspective character in Bet too. And so that allows you to be grounded because you don't have to overact in a certain way. You don't have to, over exaggerate. You don't have to show how you're feeling, to the camera or to anyone. You can just feel it, and then everybody else will feel it. You just feel it. You just experience it, and which is different from, some of the other characters on set because I know, like, and not for a bad reason. That's just how they're written. They have to be a bit more exaggerated than the others. But I was very fortunate to play a character where it was so grounded.
Nice, that is good, you know, because you guys go through a lot, okay? Kudos to acting, like guys, actors and actresses, like the job is not easy, you know, doing different things, talking at the same time, playing different role, like now job, now work. Yeah. So what is your kind of favorite role you would love to play, or maybe you'll be interested to play in the nearest future?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Man, a role that I would love to play is I'd love to I've always been interested in action and it's funny because they made a joke on set that you're the future James Bond because all the action stuff that I was doing on set, the getaway car and throwing all the people, there was a bunch of stuff on Bet, yeah, I see myself doing like an action movie where something like, it's funny you say Thomas Cruise because something like Mission Impossible or so that, but also I would also love to do I love A24 as a production company. So I've actually been fortunate enough to work with them as well. I did a movie with them in September, but I would love to tackle that again and even lead a movie with that kind of production company because they're known for the important stories they tell and their it's very gritty, it's very indie, it's very it's like a passion projects with a lot of budget, that's what I like to think of A24, because they're just very real. So yeah, I'd love to just do like real stories that just people can resonate with and
Relate to
relate
it.
to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have a lot of fashion movie to play, young man. Like a lot, okay? You have the look, you have the physical features, you have everything. Like you have the entire A game. So when we call you African Tom Cruise, we meant it with all
I
with our full chest, you know.
love
So
that. I love that.
and believe me, when it happens, you still go to the corner, you know what? Let's go on a Twitter space. Let's say you make a prophecy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll come back here. We'll
Yeah,
come back
like,
here.
yeah. So yeah, that's crazy. You know, that is crazy. So let's dive into more fun stuff, you know. You know, being an actor right now, the fame is there, you know, getting all the recognition, more opportunities, more doors, you know. How do you deal with the pressure? Because pressures do come with all these things, okay? Expectation, okay? Different type of expectation, different type of things, from family to friends to co-workers to everything. Because people are like, ayo, you don't make ammo, you don't date up now. Some people say, you know, and some people want your time and attention. Some people would, like, how will you manage such thing? Because you are still very young, yeah. You know? So what is the process? Because everything is process in life.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, right now it's just like I think it's just about staying grounded and humble. You know, not letting you know, any of the insignificant or superficial stuff get to your head. You know, mm-hmm. And just reminding yourself of why you're doing it, and keeping a good support system around that keeps you grounded and keeps you humble, you know. And often that's family, friends, and besides that, it's like, even in stages like now, like where stuff is just starting to happen, and you know, everything is starting to build, and focusing on, you know, connecting with people, and you know, not neglecting anyone in these early stages. Because If you start misstepping now, when you're at a way bigger level, it's gonna be way harder to
maintain. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now.
That's nice, you know. So let's say off the camera, right? When the camera stops rolling, who is Ayo Solanke like?
Who is he? You know, that is a question I'm still figuring out. But I definitely love. I'm a person that loves to spend time with loved ones and friends and family. And I love you know, even me and my brother. Like I said, we grew up together doing musical theater, and he makes music as well. So I'm always like, you know, in the studio with him, just like listening to his music, helping him with his beats, and you know, just like I always find myself in like the creative space, like even if it's just a hobby, you know, that's just me. I just love the creativity and the quality time spent with friends and family doing that.
That is lovely, you know. And please send us your brother page. Let's go through his page, definitely. You know, and see how we can phenomenal. Support. Yeah, and also we're having Niger Nation Enjoyment Tour coming in Canada. Maybe one of our guest artists, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. So yeah. So what's like your regular days like? You know, when you are not working and just chilling, like not being the creative side too. Like you just say, I want to sit down, I want to enjoy myself. You know, the typical Niger, we have when we tell Omo, we want just to enjoy ourselves, I beg. I don't even want to think about any work.
You know what? For me, it's funny because I'm 22 years old, and I know that the fun it will definitely come later in life. But I'm focused. Like when I'm not working on like acting on a set, I'm writing my own stuff, and I'm trying to get some things produced and trying to push the grain. In you know, what we can, because that's what we have to do, you know. And that's you know, as Nigerians, as people who don't have the same opportunity as you know, our white counterparts, you know. So we kind of have to, you know, work twice as hard in that sense, you know. But I'm definitely focused on, you know, just always keeping at a good, like a healthy pace. Of course, you don't want to, you know, overwork yourself, but I'm definitely always trying to do my own thing in terms of film and TV.
That is good. What's your favorite Nigeria food?
Nigeria food?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I have to, I'm split between jollof rice and pounded yam and egusi.
Ooh.
I can't lie. I love my pounded yam.
Which part of Nigeria are you from? Like,
I'm from, my dad's from Abeokuta.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And my mom's from Lagos, so yeah, a bit.
The calmness and the Ozu spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Lagos people, Wahala, 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 wahala. Now I see where the street comes out in you, the fashion everything. Like,
oh man, you know what? Yeah, I definitely probably comes from my dad. Probably comes from my dad. He's from Abeokuta.
Yeah, I see. No, I see. They're always cool people and amazing set of people. So, what's your hobby apart from acting? Like, what other hobby do you love? Like, apart from making beats for your
Yeah, I mean, man, I do a lot. I'm very into like sports, into guitar, singing, and I don't know. I do. I try to, you know, that's even something I'm trying to, you know, sustain right now in my life. You know, not, you know, when I'm not working, when I'm not writing my own stuff, I'm trying to have a life where, yeah, you know, I do enjoy life, and you know, it's always good to have that balance so you don't go crazy, you know. So I enjoy you know, shooting hoops with my friends and just jiving.
B-ball.
Yeah, basketball, I love it.
Yeah, which team?
Which team do I support in basketball?
Yeah,
I can't lie, I think I have to go with the Lakers.
Lakers, why not?
I don't know if I'm being a bandwagon, but Lakers is I have to go with the Lakers for my boy LeBron James.
Well, he's still going to retire, so we'll see the new team you pick.
That guy's gonna play till he's 70 years old.
Yeah, well, even if LeBron retires, you still have Luka Magic, you know.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Yeah. I just feel like Toronto Raptors will come back, okay? Raptors,
no, definitely. They will.
Yeah, definitely. And we know in Canada, their game is hockey, okay? Hockey.
Oh, takes, yeah.
Like, yeah. So
that's huge. Hockey is huge in Canada, especially, like I said, I was from Winnipeg, right? So yeah. The Winnipeg Jets is the Winnipeg team, and the fans in Winnipeg go crazy for them. Whenever they play a home game, they are always there. It's insane.
That is interesting. So, Ayo, what one lesson the industry has taught you so far that you did not expect?
Yeah, I think that's a good question too. I think just being a lot of the time when you get roles or when you don't get a role, is there's a lot that isn't in your control. Like, yes, you have to do your due diligence and be the best that you can be. However, you know, in this industry, especially with the higher ups, there's a lot of people who, you know, who go for, does this person match the look of our character, you know? And if they don't fit that specific look, then they don't accept them. Then they don't, you know. And that's a lot. That goes for a lot of you know, movies today, and you know, even like big blockbuster Hollywood movies are like that, you know. And it's definitely taught me that. That's put some ease on me, because I know that, oh, there's nothing. If I don't get this role and I worked very hard for it, there's nothing I could have done that would have made me, you know, get that role. So it wasn't a mistake I made, that I just didn't fit what they were looking for. But on the other hand too, I asked myself, do I want to be on a kind of movie where they only go for, does this person fit the look? Like they only go for that specific look, you know? And that's where I found that Bet was different in that fact, you know, where Simon, he was genuinely paying attention to how this person acts, and how this does this person fit the role, you know? So because I mean, you can look at all the fans who are, you know, there are a lot of the fans of the original source material that were very disappointed to see the casting announcement, you know, how everybody looked different, you know. And again, reminded that this is our own thing, and this is it's a different universe. It's an adaptation. It's an inspiration from the manga, but it's definitely its own thing. And Simon knew that, and he definitely casted based off of merit and based off of how this person did in the audition.
And that's why the movie's at the top right now.
Yeah, exactly. Because
if you do the right thing, you always get the reward.
Definitely. That's
just the fact.
Definitely.
So what keeps you motivated on your tough day, you know?
Man, I have to be centered with God, man. God first, definitely. And you know, it's hard to do any of this kind of stuff without you know, having that higher power, that God to look up at, you know, to look up to, and you know, because you know that this, the strength that you need to keep going, it doesn't come from you, you know. And so that definitely keeps me going.
That is great, you know. Thank God for the mercy and strength, you know. It's not easy. It's not by anybody's power, definitely. You know.
Definitely.
On set, different things can happen. We've seen it in different set that different things happen, you know. And Soro is not easy to be played, you know. You know, from the character, some people don't move on from such characters. Some people like,
yeah,
you know, yeah. So it's not easy.
Yeah.
So is there a dream director out of a project you are itching to work with?
Ooh, is there a dream
director, actors, or a project you just want to, like, I want to be in this?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do anything with Christopher Nolan. I would love to do anything with Christopher Nolan. And him and of course my inspiration as an actor, Denzel Washington. I look up to him, of course, you know. And yeah, I've watched so many of his movies, and I definitely, I had an opportunity to do a movie with him, actually. A new movie called Highest to Lowest.
Okay.
It went to Cannes, but I had an interesting audition for that, and I was just grateful to even be you know, get in the room for that kind of movie. And yeah, it was definitely those kind of people who are people that I'd love to work with.
Very soon, okay? Very soon, Ayo. You're already at the right track. You're already at the best position. And the people already know what you are, like, what you can do, what you can bring to the table. You know, Desiree said something then, when they was asked a question. Say, when was the last time you auditioned for a role? And then the guy said, after like his first two movies or three movies, stop auditioning for shows, like, yeah, roles. Like, you know what I'm capable of doing, so don't tell me to come and audition, you know. Such, yeah, grace, such power, you know. Very soon, by God's grace, you have it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, I definitely believe that.
Yeah. So let's talk about Nigeria, okay? Let's talk about home. You know, we've talked about a lot of representing us. Let's talk about Afrobeat, like, your favorite artist, what type of music do you have on your playlist, you know?
Oh, man. If we're getting into the nitty-gritty. I love Fireboy DML. I love Fireboy DML. Burna Boy. Ashake. Ooh, man, the good ones. I have some Rema in my phone. I have some... There are a lot. Man, I have some Ruga, I have some, man, so many. I love Afrobeats.
Oh, okay, now let me put you on the spot, okay? If Rema is performing, Burna Boy,
right,
Wizkid, Davido, and Fireboy, the same day in your city, which ticket are you getting first?
Poof. It's funny to answer this because I just went to a Rema concert like a couple weeks ago. But if they were all performing... So you said Fireboy, Rema, and Burna Boy.
Yeah, Wizkid and Davido. Just let's say five.
And Wizkid and Davido as well. Yeah. Oh my God. Kind of question. This is hard. This is a hard one. Man, I have to go process of elimination. I have to say sorry to Fireboy DML. So Fireboy DML is gone. I have to say sorry to Davido. Davido's gone. Okay. So now it's just Wizkid, Burna Boy, and Rema.
Wow.
I think I would have to pick Burna Boy.
Okay.
It was between Burna Boy and Wizkid, but I think Burna Boy.
Burna Boy will give you more best.
Maybe more best. Yeah, I think he has more stage presence.
Yeah,
definitely Burna Boy.
Oh yeah, Ayo, let's talk about the ladies. You know, in this position you are right now, I'm very sure your parents say, "Ah, you're all right, oh, you know, these guys are not smiling."
Man, this man, so you're trying to get me in trouble, huh?
I have to get some real gist out, you know. Ayo.
Oh man.
Let's say before when you are Ayo, like now you are Ryan, okay? Ayo.
Okay.
Let's say maybe like 10 to 20 baddies. Know that now you are famous, the number will increase. Your DM is opened, it's not closed. So Ayo, how do you deal with them?
Oh my god. You know, that's a very slippery slope. I think I'd say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, DMs or the message. I'm grateful for everyone messaging. I'm grateful for, you know, everybody. You know, connect. I have to bring it back to the show. I have to bring it back to you know, that they are people who appreciate your work. You know, so anybody DMing for any kind of reason. I have to say, I thank you, but you are a stranger. I don't know you. I don't know, you know, so it's like, yeah, I can't, you know, the second you start indulging in that, you know, is when you see some, the dark side of the industry a little bit, you know, and I'm sure we've all heard the stories of, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, trust me, I definitely see, I see a lot of people in the DMs for sure. I see the difference.
Don't worry, we'll get it, okay? Don't worry, don't spill the beans here, we'll get it, okay? Just, you know, we don't want to see you on the shade room. If you want to see
us,
good news, okay?
No, I'll be in the light room.
Yeah, if you want to see us, Niger Nation, we don't want to say, Ayo this, we want to say, Ayo just get involved in the blockbuster movie and...
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. So, good one, you know, yeah. Good one. Okay, tell me, apart from basketball, you know, Nigeria, we are big on soccer, football. Okay? You dey watch ball at all?
You know, I used to, but now I'm not too immersed into football. But I know a little bit.
Yeah, that is good to know. At least you cannot be a Nigerian if you don't watch Super Eagles.
No, honestly, like a Nigerian or even a British person, I don't even know. I need to get back into it. I need to know what I need to know the pop culture.
That's interesting. Okay. So, Ayo, it's been lovely having you here.
Oh, thank you.
I wish you more success in your show. You know, you spent a whole 1 hour with us here. And Bet is just getting started, okay? Because this show is going to go like, I don't want to say anything, but you know the rest, you know? It's going to be top, to be top. Like, it's going to be the best show this year. There's no doubt about it. And kudos to you, to your co-actors and actress, the director and everybody. Like, well done, okay?
Thank you so much.
So I will ask you my final question, okay?
Definitely, yeah.
What one thing you want people to remember about Ayo Solanke, both as an actor and as a person?
Wow, great question. One thing I'd love for people to remember about me is that everything I do, I do it with authenticity, and I work the hardest, you know. I want to be the person that works the hardest in the room. You know, I don't want any excuse for slacking or for, you know, I don't want any excuse to not be prepared or as prepared as the next person, you know, because, you know, as a Nigerian person in this industry, you know, there's so much that is still, you know, not open to us and still there's so much that we're still trying to fight for and push the grain with. So I want people to know that I am doing my due diligence in that part, and I'm doing this for us, for our people, and we're gonna tell amazing stories.
Wow, thank you. That is amazing. That is powerful. Okay, we wish you all the best. Okay,
thank you.
Niger Nation, we'll keep watching. We'll keep supporting you. We keep showing you love. We keep checking up on you to make sure you are good.
Love it.
You know, Yeah, and keep flying the Nigeria green and white color fly, and you know you are representing everybody, not only Nigeria,
green and Africa white too. Green and yeah. white. Yes, yeah, definitely. Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll allow you to give our fans here the last word, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Everyone listening, I appreciate you so much, honestly, for getting back to number one in Nigeria. When I saw that, I was I was very emotional. You know, I know how much it means to all of you and it means to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep streaming back, keep sharing, and hopefully we'll get to see more of it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ayo. We hope to see you very soon. And also, we'll celebrate all your awards and accolades and keep being you, keep being the nice guy, the humble guy, and God will bless you, okay?
Amen, yeah. Thank you.
We'll catch up. Thank you, fam. Thank of you, course. Everyone, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Have a good one, bye. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speak Yoruba for me before you go.
Ah. Eshe, modupe. Modupe, bro.
Say, odabo.
Odabo. Odabo.
Yeah, now. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah.